My job is looking at the conservation of the collections and the interior of the building, so anything that's within the showrooms, how we conserve those collections, but also how we manage the care for them. So also takes in things like the housekeeping and the cleaning and that side of it. I mean, the collection's very old, so actually the fact that it's survived for as long as it has is actually quite amazing. So I think, you know, there are good things to say, that there are very few surviving examples of, you know, some of the furniture that we have and the state beds. So the fact that it's survived this long is quite amazing. Because it is so old, there's a natural deterioration that will happen with any organic objects. Everything has got a sort of finite life. And however, you know, well or carefully you look after it, it is eventually gonna sort of drop. But the problem we've had at Knoll is the main problem is the showrooms have never had any heating in them. So conditions, and that leads to very damp conditions, and it's not too bad in the summer, but really the winter and the shoulder months, the conditions are really, really damp. And we've been monitoring those conditions probably for about 20 years now, so we can see that, you know, the conditions have been incredibly damp, but actually what we're seeing is they're getting worse as well. You know, we're seeing higher RH levels in the winter. We're getting more, horrendous rainfall, so, and that the historic building structure can't sort of cope with, so the historic gutters and downpipes are getting sort of overwhelmed. So things aren't just on a natural sort of deterioration rate. There does seem to be something that's happening or been happening over the last, I would say, 10 years, where it's on a downward curve, and we're seeing many more examples of mould and much more pest activity. We're getting many more paintings with mouldy surfaces, and you can clean off that mould. It's you're able to treat it, but if you put the paintings back in the same conditions, it will just grow back in a couple of years. So it's, and eventually it will start to cause quite a sort of poor, quite
does
a lot of damage.
Does it stain paintings?
What it does, it comes through from the back, so it's coming through the canvas. And then it comes up through where you get the little cracks in paintings, which you get on all sort of old paintings. It comes through those little cracks, and that's where you get that sort of white crazing on the surface. But what it'll do eventually is it'll push that paint off the surface, and you'll start getting flaky surface. So, and once that happens, you're sort of in trouble, because that's then irreversible. We seem to be having the worst problems in the sort of Leicester Gallery spangled bedroom area. That area seems to be worst. And I think actually having been in there this morning, you can feel it. I think the, you know, the damp levels and the cold are worse in that bit of the building. So I looked at the collection and put together sort of budgets for the conservation work that was needed for the collection, and also sort of ideas of priorities, because although we've got a huge amount of money, it's not enough and it's never going to be enough. But also we had to sort of consider that when you get money from the Heritage Lottery Fund, they give you a sort of a certain amount of time in which to spend it. So we've got until 2018. And actually, even if we had more money, we wouldn't be able to sort of do all of the work in that time. It's such a conservation, so time consuming, and there are so few people that are able to do the work. You just, you know, actually it doesn't help having more money. So we know that we've got a certain amount of work we can do, but there we've got another list now that's growing of things that we'll still need doing when we finish. Mm. So, I mean, the good thing is, once we get to 2018, is we will have, you know, completed the building repairs, we'll have conservation heating in the showrooms, so that the conditions will be much more favourable. So although the objects will still be in the same condition, that hopefully we'll have slowed that rate of deterioration climb. Right down. So at least it gives us more sort of breathing space. But I mean, I think it will be a challenge in 2018 to continue it, because we're having so much focus on us now, and I think we will over the next few years. Once we get to 2018, you know, there'll be something else. There'll be another big project somewhere. So we've got to make the most of things at the moment. Mm.